It is 25 past. It is time now to take a look at what's going on with the markets today. And we're picking up a new friend today. We wanted to give a chance or wanted to get a visit with our new people that we've been visiting with recently, Lighthouse Commodities out of Bismarck. And we got the president, David Spickler, with us. David, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for the chance to come on and visit here a bit.
I wish we could have picked a better day, but, you know, it's hard with these markets. It seems like one out of five good or one out of 5 days is a good day these days.
Yeah, no, you'd be incredibly lucky if you're doing this on a good day in the short term here. It looks like it's going to be more bad than good, at least in the grains here through the foreseeable future.
Well, give us a little bit of a 411. I got about 4 minutes here, but I just wanted to give you guys a minute or two to tell folks about yourself. Lighthouse Commodities, I was up on your website, and it looks like you're working with a lot of folks, especially in the North Dakota area, but just give me a minute on your company.
Yeah, you bet. So, yeah, Lighthouse, we've been around here for about a decade. We do a couple things. We've got farmers that work with us, and we handle all aspects of their marketing from hedging to actually shipping the physical grain, and we move grain all over the country. And then we also have quite a bit of farmers that just sign up to get our daily price signal charts and analytics, and that's a very simple one, easy to get involved in without making a bigger step. So that's what we do. We trade about 40 million bushel of grain a year, and we have about 750,000 acres that we market for here across North Dakota and northern South Dakota.
How do folks get a hold of you?
Probably the best thing, just Facebook, Twitter, or lighthousecommodities.com. Any one of those that has our contact info for all our traders, and on any of the social media, or just go on to lighthouse.com, lighthousecommodities.com.
Very good. You guys have a really good website. I was perusing around that a little bit earlier. Okay, give me a minute on these stupid grains today. Everything is down today. Yeah. Is this all going on with the USDA outlook for them? Is it tied to that today?
So I think today's movie will probably get headline stuff attributed to the Ag Forum numbers. They were not meaningfully different than what we've known all along. Like, that's not a shock. You know roughly what these yields are going to be. They just solve for carry out on balance sheet. If anything, the corn acres were a little lower and the beans were a little higher. But in and of itself, on the heels of a run to 3.5-year lows on prices, I would not give the Ag Forum just on the sales, the sole factor. It did not help today that you had your census crush numbers were also very poor for soybeans. You were 4 million bushel below trade expectations, and you had a huge build in soybean oil. That ties to one of the biggest problems in these grain markets here is just the unfettered demand we thought we had coming for renewable diesel. It's just getting chopped off at the hips here. And that, honestly, I think that didn't get the headlines, but that was probably a bigger driver today, was the bad soybean crush numbers.
Okay. Well, with the bad comes a little good. Usually when the grain markets are down, the cattle numbers are up, and that's what we saw today.
Yeah, cattle, if you're in the cattle space, and full disclaimer, we don't do a lot of actual trading with cattle, but the broad fundamentals on cattle are still very encouraging. You're at 60-year lows, like 1960s type cattle numbers, and you're still not rebuilding this herd. You're looking at a smaller calf crop again this year. In the short term, we actually, just based on our price signals, cattle look like they've made a short-term high for the time being. Here we had a strong sell signal 3 days ago, but the longer-term outlook on cattle couldn't be more different than grains right now.
Okay. Well, Dave Spickler, we'll catch you on another time. We can visit with you a little bit longer, but for folks that want to check you out, maybe need some marketing area or marketing help, again, you cover a lot of folks in North Dakota. What's the website or what's the best contact information?
Yeah, lighthousecommodities.com, or just plug in Lighthouse Commodities into Google or Facebook or Twitter, and you can find us there. Yeah, lighthousecommodities.com.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.